The lobby of the Tallahassee Animal Shelter is full of adoptable cats. But Animal Control Supervisor Jeff Doyle says that's just temporary.
Like I said, we had to move everything around to accommodate the remodel effort.
Yeah.
But normally all of our adoptable adult cats would be here and the kittens would have been in the front room. But right now, we've moved all our adoptable cats into the front lobby.
The shelter is undergoing a renovation, making room for larger kennels that give visiting cats more space.
And you'll see what I'm saying about these cages. So not only are they bigger because the old ones were basically just this size, but they weren't even that tall. They were more like about a 2x2. Some of them were 30 inches by 30 inches. But it gives them a separate area for their litter box. But it also gives them a higher perching area and then another separate kind of bedroom area, if you will, if you're thinking of this.
Doyle says the changes should help to reduce stress on the cats, which can make them sick and hard to adopt. And he says stress reduction is part of what an ordinance going before the city commission next week would do, too. Currently, shelter officials are required to hold any found animal for 6 days before they can begin working to get that animal adopted. Under the proposed ordinance, that rule wouldn't apply to cats without identification, such as a microchip or collar. Doyle says while 20% of dogs brought into the shelter are reclaimed by their owners, cats seldom are, often because they've never had owners.
Cats historically were outdoors. Then we invented cat litter. People started bringing them in. But you have these existing cats that are out there. You know, some of them are cats that maybe somebody has moved and left, but oftentimes they're cats that have just been born outside. They never had an owner. They were born under somebody's trailer or under a set of steps. And so, again, because the resources exist to sustain them, if there's food, water, and shelter, they're going to survive. And then they're going to, you know, raise up and then have a litter, and then those cats are going to raise up. And so over time, this is not unique to Tallahassee. This is a universal problem. There are a number of free-roaming cats out there that are thriving in our communities.
Those cats are brought into the shelter by Good Samaritans. And even though there's no owner coming to find them, the cats must currently wait 6 days before being considered for adoption. But Doyle says the longer a cat is at the shelter, the greater the chance it will get stressed or sick. So he says keeping those cats waiting is really doing them a disservice. The city commission is scheduled next week to take up an ordinance getting rid of the waiting period for cats with no ID. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.